No. There's nothing you can do. This time, it's really hopeless.
That's it, darling. Don't be afraid.
You are unable to move, paralyzed in despair. She giggles as she leans down, two of her front legs effortlessly scooping you up and gently pinning you against the cave wall. Smiling, she leans close to you and brushes her fingers against your neck, making you shudder at the sensation. Before she suddenly bites down on your shoulder, causing you to wince in pain. Two sharp fangs dig into your flesh, and almost immediately you start to feel a warmth spreading through your body. The fear begins to drain from your mind, and your body grows hot while your muscles start to relax. She giggles, smiling at you so innocently as she watches her venom work its magic.
I'm sorry, darling. It was better to just get that part out of the way. Don't be afraid of the warmth spreading through your body. Just relax. Give in. Let me take control of you. And let's get these dusty rags off you, hmm? Don't worry. I promise that you'll feel much better when you're wrapped up in my silk.
The sharp tips of her spider legs reach out and slice into your clothing, effortlessly tearing through it with surgical precision. But in a few seconds, she strips you completely bare, revealing your already stiffened cock.
How lovely. That's it, darling. Just let the delicious warmth spread through you. And you'll grow even harder for me. That's it.
Using her spider legs to hold you securely in place, the arachne adjusts her position, reeling back and pointing her abdomen at you. Her venom keeps you relaxed and docile, and you aren't able to do much else than watch, a trace of drool escaping your lips. Lines of silk just out from her spinneret, sticking to your body as she begins to rotate you. She emits more and more silk, spinning you around until you are completely covered up to your neck, giving you the appearance of a freshly bound mummy. She giggles and uses her sharp legs to slice through her silk, creating an opening near your groin for your cock to eagerly spring out of it. She takes a moment to appreciate your throbbing manhood, brushing her fingers against it and giving you a little squeeze before producing one last thread of silk. She takes the strands and wraps them around your head, covering your mouth and carefully gagging you. She proves its effectiveness by beginning to stroke your cock again, her eyes delighting in the muffled sounds of your moan.
There we go. Isn't that just so much more comfortable? This cocoon is just for you, darling. But you know what? I think this nice hard cock of yours is asking for some silk of its own. Would you like that? Would you like me to wrap your cock in my wonderfully warm, soft silk? I think you would. Moan for me, darling. Let me hear those wonderfully expressive moans of yours, if that's what you want. Good boy. Then I'll just produce a little more silk. And there we go. Isn't that better? Can you see the strings of my silk wrapped so snug around your cock? Doesn't that feel just incredible? Pulling along, back and forth, sticking to your body all the while, such delightful friction on your poor, aching manhood. I can manipulate your cock like a puppet on a string. Loan for me, puppet. Yes, that's the way. But my, what is that look in your eyes? It's almost as if you're asking for something else to wrap snugly around your cock. Well, in that case, let's get started, shall we? Let me just reposition. Stick your cocoon to the wall. There we go. Be a good boy and lick my cunt for me, will you? Yeah. That's what I needed. Good boy. God, you lick me so well. Swirl your tongue inside my pussy. Yes, do that again. I think you deserve some more pleasure of your own. I'll use my rear legs to jerk this big cock of yours. Does that feel good? Do you like the sensation of my soft silk tugging up and down on your big, hard cock? Oh, yes. I was right to choose you. What wonderful prey you are. Don't give me those eyes, darling. I'm not going to eat you. Far from it. Wouldn't you like to know? Do you want to know what I plan to do with you? Okay. I'll tell you. Just keep licking me. Already. I am going to have you breed me. Oh, yes, darling. I've been looking for a suitable mate for a while now. And when such a handsome man waltzes into my cave during a full moon of all the times and sits down to offer himself to me, well, how could I refuse? Yes, darling. Look at me with those gorgeous eyes of yours and moan for me. Yes, yes. I can feel just how hard your cock is straining against my silk. Let's move on. Ready, darling? Just let me do all the work. I'm going to hold on to your sides for leverage. Use my spider legs to hold you in place. I'm going to kiss you. As I take hold of your cock and line you up with my hips and push you inside. Oh, God. God, yes. Yes. You don't know how badly I've needed this. Your body isn't the only one on fire, darling. I've needed a worthy mate so desperately. How is it, darling? How does my pussy feel clenched around your poor, aching cock? Is it just as warm and tight as you hoped? It feels fucking amazing. Are you about to come? Don't hold back, darling. We're not going to stop until the sun comes up. You didn't forget, did you? Oh, yes. I was quite serious, darling. I'm going to make you a daddy. Yeah. Just imagine it. Imagine what I'll look like when I'm finally pregnant. My tits are going to be so swollen. They'll be even larger than they are now. Oh, my belly will be so big, so round, carrying your baby inside. Yes, darling, this is what you deserve. The pleasure of breeding a monster who craves you like nothing else. Do it. Do it. Give me your seed, my wonderful man. Bray. Husband. Mate. They all mean the same thing. Fuck. 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 Yes. 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 Come to me. Please. Please come to me. I'm going with you. Come inside me and make me a mommy. Yes, breed me. Before. And my venom is going to keep you rock hard inside of me, darling. Oh, yes. We are far from done. You are going to come inside of me again and again. Until I'm sure that you've given me your baby. Oh, I know you crave it too, darling. So, get ready to go again. Let's make it a reality. You know you want to shoot your big hot load inside of me, darling. Just do it. Do it. Fuck a baby into me. Please, you know you want to. You know we both want it.
And so, your grand adventures come to an abrupt ending. You would have never anticipated that you would one day find your wife by stumbling into her cave. Being wrapped up in her silk and thoroughly pleasured while she forces you to breed her. But you learn to appreciate in time. You know, I'm not sure what kind of future this has in store for you, but she trusts you enough not to run away. I'm sure she'll let you walk around on your own 2 feet again. Besides, you should know that, even as a mother-to-be, she's fully capable of hunting you down and bringing you back home. All Arachne are like that, you know. Pretty much all of them capture their husbands. And they don't really see it as a problem. In their eyes, the man that's going to be loving it when they initially want it or not. So, They don't exactly consider consent to be a major issue. What will your future together entail? Will you stay in the cave, I wonder? Or will you move somewhere else? Even I can't say for sure. But pregnant monsters are even hornier than their usual selves, so I can say one thing with absolute certainty.
You are going to be a very tired daddy.